Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is 720 WGN. It's 321. Every year, the Dirty Dozen comes out. The fruit that we are consuming that contains the most amount of pesticides. And Dr. Alexis Temkin is with us, a scientist for the Environmental Working Group. This fruit that's at the top of the list, the dirtiest of the dozen, is one that we are consuming at rates that we didn't maybe 10, 12, 20 years ago, right? Thanks for joining us, Doctor.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's blueberries, right?
So blueberries are number 11 on the Dirty Dozen list, and this is actually a wider group of fruits and vegetables, and they're called the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, which is our shopper's guide to pesticides and produce.
Oh, so I was reading how many blueberries we're consuming. We're consuming three times as many blueberries as we did 20 years ago because we know they're good for our health. 11 on the list means it's not that bad, or should we be buying organic?
Well, so the way to think about the Shopper's Guide to Pesticides and Produce is that we've been doing research on pesticides and foods for a long time, and the goal has always been to get people to eat more fruits and vegetables without compromising, you know, their pesticide exposure. So we recommend that the Dirty Dozen are items you would want to consider buying organic, but that the Clean 15 are this list of fruits and vegetables that are low in pesticide residues, so buying them conventional is still going to be an effective way to reduce pesticide exposure.
What's the worst? What is the number one on the Dirty Dozen?
Strawberries have been number one on the Dirty Dozen list for a few years running now.
And does it make any difference if you soak them in water? Is there anything we can do after we purchase them to eliminate our exposure to those pesticides?
This is a great question and one we get all the time. So, yes, it's very important to wash your produce. Unwashed produce typically has higher residues, but the data that we use to create these lists actually comes from produce that's been prepared the way consumers would. So they've been washed, they've been peeled. So it's important to know that you can't eliminate all residues through washing, but it is really important to also take that extra step to wash.
Knowing I was going to talk to you today and buying strawberries yesterday, I soaked them in water for about 30 minutes, and I wasn't sure if that would do the trick or not.
It definitely helps.
And is this most concerning for older adults, children, people with compromised immune systems, all of us, or is there a degree of danger for one particular group?
Yeah, that's another really great question we get all the time. And so it's important to sort of think about pesticide exposure as, you know, either chronic low doses over a period of time. So eating, you know, non-organic strawberries here and there is not necessarily going to put your immediate health at risk. But we also think about times like development, so during pregnancy or early life for children, as being these really sensitive windows where exposure to pesticides and other harmful chemicals potentially can have more harmful effects that lead to, you know, diseases or outcomes later on. So those are particularly important, but it's also a good just lifestyle sort of change for people in general to reduce overall pesticide exposure.
And is the impact greatest on the human nervous system?
So there's pesticide exposure has been linked with a variety of health harms, from in potentially increasing cancer risk, having adverse effects on reproductive outcomes, or even impacting fertility. Children's developing brains seem to be a very sensitive sort of, you know, neurological or very sensitive organ or outcome to pesticide effects. So we've seen, you know, EPA take action on some of these neurotoxic insecticides, but there's still more work to be done there. So it's definitely an area where there's a lot of active research and where we're particularly concerned about insecticide exposure.
So can you give us the Dirty Dozen list and then we'll go to your clean list?
Yeah, of course. So the Dirty Dozen list is strawberries, spinach, kale collard and mustard greens are all kind of grouped together in that leafy green section, grapes, peaches, pears, nectarines, apples, bell and hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, and then rounding out the Dirty Dozen are green beans.
And when we buy that spinach that's already washed, does that eliminate it? Should we rewash it, or we should just accept the fact that there's still going to be pesticide residue on it?
So there's still going to be residue on it. The data that we use accounts for that washing. So some pesticides, you know, can be reduced if you wash them off, but a lot of other pesticides are what we call systemic pesticides. So they're taken up by the plant and they're within the cell tissue, so you can't wash them off.
Interesting. I guess I do see organic spinach. I've never seen organic collard greens, and I love those as well. What's your Clean 15?
Yeah, the Clean 15 list is avocados, sweet corn, pineapple, onions, papaya, sweet peas, asparagus, honeydew melon, and kiwi. Then cabbage, watermelon, mushrooms, mangoes, sweet potatoes, and carrots.
Many of those can be peeled, and does that make the difference?
So it definitely helps why you might see less. It also means reasons why they might not need as much residue or as many pesticides just during the growing process. It can be a variety of things that sort of contribute to the overall pesticide residues that are left on the produce when they finally hit store shelves.
You have a website where people can go find out more?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to EWG.org to learn all about the Environmental Working Group. And then EWG.org/food news is going to be where you find our Shopper's Guide to Pesticide and Produce.
Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor.
Thanks so much for having me.
Dr. Alexis Temkin, scientist at the Environmental Working Group, that's EWG.org. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.